Let's have a look at the form today. Paul Joyce joins us first. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean, and good morning to all the punters. Yes, another beautiful winter's day in Sydney. And seven races at Canterbury. I'm interested in Brad Davidson's thoughts today, Sean, because to me, it's a little bit too obvious. The favourites look as though they'll have a field day.
All right, well, we'll find out. I mean, through the morning, Brad's with us. Morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Cozzy. Morning, Joycey. I kind of agree with you, Paul. It's one of those days where it looks like it's hard to get away from the market. I found it very hard to seed. And probably a few races on the card where it dead set looks like two-horse races. So I'd be interested to see how it plays out. We all thought that with Addictive Nature and Brave Song on the weekend, and the Queenslander come out and won. So it doesn't always work out that way, but hopefully for the punters it does today, Cozzy.
All right, and the Darwin Demon is back in town. Glenn Munsey, good morning, Muns.
Morning, Cozzy. Good morning to Pa. Good morning to Brad. Small fields at Canterbury on a good track with the rail out 6 metres. Will they be able to make a great deal of ground here, boys?
Oh, I think they will if they go quick enough, Muns. But small fields, they may not go quick enough. And we'll have a look at the tempo of each race. But the first race in particular, I don't think they'll go quickly at all. So the leaders should dominate.
All right, well, we'll open the bowling and have a look at race one. We put out number two, Almighty, Six Lady Eleanor at 8 Speedway.
Yeah, it's the Ascot Restaurant handicap here, which is a maiden for three-year-olds over 1550, and the toppy here, Runaway, with a cross noseband on a short price favourite at $1.60. Almighty came out this morning, the deduction 13 cents a win and nothing the place. Gresham is at $2.90, Augustus at $14. Perrin with the blinkers on, Corey Brown replacing Chad Lever, and he had a buster yesterday at Skane. Hope he's all right. Listening to David Duckworth, the doctor there. Geez, he's in a little bit of a bad way. He's got a numerous number of injuries there, Chad, but I hope he kicks back all right. He's a good bloke, Chad Lever. And Corey Brown to take his place here on Perrin. It's a $15 chance. Lady Eleanor is a scratching no deduction. Momentum to win at $18. And Speedway came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing the place. Love it to help you here, boys, but as per normal here at French's Forest, you enter the abyss and your computer just wipes out. It was $1.80 earlier today, Runaway, after the scratchings, but I notice now it's in again. It's $1.55.
Yeah, it looks one of these two-horse races Brad was talking about. Runaway should find the front and get an absolute picnic. Perrin does have the blinkers on first time, so he may go forward and provide a bit of nuisance value with stablemate Gresham. He's always got back and run on at his start date over shorter distances. He might settle a bit closer here, but Brad, I'd have to think the favourite gets a pretty easy lead.
It looks that way, doesn't it, Joycey? And look, he brings that Saturday City form to the table, doesn't he? You're second to DR Gento, and he almost beat him that day too. I know he had a few on-pace favours, but he's going to get those on-pace favours again. Probably just disappointed that Almighty and a few others have come out here, because now we've got to take those really short odds of $1.55. But I think he'd be winning Runaway. He, the 1550 showed last time it was no concern at all. And I think actually when this horse gets over a bit further, it's going to be better, because his two half-sisters are actually Oaks winners, absolutely, and Abby Marie. So clearly on top for me. Free Gresham, the only danger for mine. Ran on really well at Randwick, clock 12-12, the quickest last 200 metres of the race to run third to a simulate. Kind of didn't look interested in the first half of the race, but loved the way he passed the line. He's going to go 12-15-50, but the way he races suggests that could be even an advantage, but he just got barrier one, might get caught sort of behind the leader there. We'll need a little bit of luck on the turn. Seven, Momentum to Win. I think he's going a little bit better than his form suggests. They walked in that Galloy race two back when he was eight of nine, and then last time out, sort of had every chance behind Brave Song, but you know, Brave Song did win by a few lengths and he was only beat five lengths. So I think he's another one who's going to relish the extra trip. And Five Perrin was only beaten sort of a length and a half behind Hypnotist at Canterbury the other day, went 11 up to 1550, so can improve with that run. But 1-3, 7-5 for me. I think it's out of Runaway and Gresham. I've gone Runaway. You see it similar, Joycey?
Yeah, I do, Brad. 1-3, 5-7. I think that form line's just way too strong. The second to D'Argento, obviously Almighty with a well-beaten third, and would have added some value to the race today, and I still think Runaway would have won this quite convincingly. And with Almighty coming out, he just gets an even softer lead. Now, that form should be much too strong, even the run at Grafton. He was beaten by Victorum, another really strong horse working through the grade. So he'll get his chance today. The three Gresham is the only danger, as you said. Up to the 1550 should suit the way he's been attacking the line. Number five, Perrin, blinkers first time. That can always improve them a little bit, but he'll need to improve quite a lot to beat the one. And number seven, Momentum to Win. He's been a bit hit and miss today, but he's a chance to sneak into the top three or four. One on top, clearly, 3, 5 and 7 to get us underway.
All right, now race two, and it's a full field, Munt.
Yeah, it's like getting a computer here. All Too Hard at Vinery here, a three-year-old filly's benchmark 71 over 1,250. We're devolving. The toppy is a $5 chance. Colossimo with the blinkers on today at $8.50. Sebring Express at $5. Fanoon is at $3.70. Regimen, the favourite, at $2.80. Zazabar is a $10 chance. And Las Vegas for Farmer Brown, a $34 chance. Just once again, going off what they first went up this morning, having a look at them, Regimen is in slightly, 3 into 280, and that's about it. But leading into today, definitely Funoon was the best supported runner. They took $4 very, very early this morning, around about quarter past 7, and it was into 370, and it's still there now.
Yeah, well, this will test the way the track plays, Munns, because Fanoon will probably drift back with a fast run race, so she'll get her chance to hit the line. John Pace runners here. Las Vegas, I think, will go forward. Colossimo's got the blinkers first time, and Regimen, a natural speedster from what we've seen to date. So, Brad, genuine pace in the race should give us a good guide to the track.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with devolving as well. Obviously, it'll settle just off the pace in her two runs, and trials, I think, have been about midfield, so see whether they sort of press on and go forward or just ride her a bit quiet first up. But look, I'm with Five Regimen. I was pretty taken with her debut win at Gosford. I liked the trials prior to that. Always like horses that can sit up on speed and then post the quickest last 200 metres of the entire day. That's pretty good going, and she did it with the ears pricked. I know she's got to go to the 12.50 now, but I think she's got ability. I think she'll go forward, and I think that's going to be an advantage early in the day. I'm banking on that. I've got to have her on top. I thought four for noon. I thought she was really good first up at Wyong. She jumped well, just had to be snagged back from the gate, but she ran on extremely well, clocking clearly the best last 6, 4 and 200-metre splits of the entire day. Of course, her only other run at the Beaumont track last preparation, she beat the Mission, who's a subsequent Group 1 winner, quite comfortably. So she looks to have ability. Just got to go 1,000 to 1,250 now, maybe a little concern, and does obviously going to give the Regimen a little bit of a start. One devolving, I've liked the two trials. Two runs last time in was good. Beat All Bar Sheikah, who come out, was Group 3 placed, and then beat Kookaburra at Warwick Farm, as I said. Two soft trials. My only little concern is Ron Quinton's horse is generally better with a run and better second up. And three, Sebring Express, I've put in for fourth. A good first up winner at Gosford, beating Cosmic Powers, who was well in the market that day, and goes around tomorrow, so we're not going to get a form line there. But I think, you know, obviously come back well and looks next best. So 5, 4, 1, and 3, Regimen from Fanoon. Joycey?
Mate, I'm exactly the same. 5, 4, 1, and 3. I can't even add much to what you've done. The Regimen, she's obviously a sepoy filly. I prefer them on top of the ground, which is the conditions we've got today, as we had at Gosford when she was so sharp on debut. Now, the 4 for noon, as Brad pointed out, great form line. She attacked the line at Wyong. She really did hit the line hard there. So the 12.50 should suit her on the back of a fast speed. The one devolving, she's been a bit keen in the trials, but Andrew Atkins has been aboard of both of them, and he sticks on today. And then we've got number 3, Sebring Express, who does have a fifth, so she will reign in her resume. 5, 4, 1, and 3, exact same numbers, same order for me.
Ah, Mr. Copycat. Now the third, we pull out 5, Meravia, number 6, Nightbreaker.
Yeah, this is the tab.com.au plate here, a three-year-old set-weight maiden over 1,250 metres. And if I go to the right race on this other computer here, which is working, but Larry isn't, I could tell you that the Toppy Absolute is currently an $8 chance. All Day at $41. Byzantium is at $14. Gold Standard at $2.50. We've got Meravie, came out this morning, 6 cents a winner, nothing the place. Nightbreaker, out no deduction. Smart Edge, $2.20 and favourite. Smooth Landing at $10, and Wild About Her is a $19 chance. It was all about Smart D here, with Meravie in the race and Nightbreaker. Meravie went up $7.50, Nightbreaker went up $41, was $2.80 into $2.40 by last night. Meravie came out this morning. They took $2.40 before Meravie came out. Then they took $2.30. Having a look at this fluctuation, it got into as short as $2. It's back to $2.20. No great interest in another runner, but I will check that in the next few minutes, hopefully, and be able to tell you the absolute truth.
Yeah, look, nothing real obvious here speed-wise because we haven't got a lot of data to go off, but I think Gold Standard will press forward and probably lead today. Byzantium will be right there, and I wouldn't be surprised if Blake Shin puts Smart Edge in the first three. So, Brad, I can't see a heap of pace in the race, but it's a little bit difficult to map accurately.
Yeah, my map's the exact same. You know, I think Gold Standard gets a soft enough lead by Zantium and Smart Engine all day. The other two just right on the hills there as well. But I've got to go with Gold Standard just from the fact of the map. And if we are seeing a little bit on pace early in the day here back on the good track. Look, he was good behind Addictive Nature first up. I know Addictive Nature come out and sort of ran second. It was a bit disappointing on the weekend, but it was on a softish Randwick track and maybe didn't really appreciate that. So I want to see Addictive Nature again before I sort of say the boom's gone on him. But look, I thought it was a good effort. He couldn't control that day, Gold Standard. He was well in the market, well backed, and I thought he stuck to the task really well to be beaten 1.25 lengths. Of course, the overall time was 1 second quicker than the other 1,100 metre race on the same day run by the older horses. And we've seen Al Mahaha run, I think, fourth that day, come out and just be pipped in a race since, and another couple of metres and a wind clearly. So there's a little bit of form there. I've got to go with him just because of the map, but I am obviously scared of 7 Smart Edge. It looks another race in two. He beat All Bar D'Argento first up at Newcastle. It was back off the map that day, and D'Argento's come out and been a Saturday City winner in the third horse, Super X. He's also won a Kembla Grange maiden since, so it's good money there. Just interesting, talking to Peter Snowden yesterday, he did say to me, though, that this horse, he feels, has been overhyped, and he says, look, it's going to go close today. He expects it to run well, but he doesn't feel it's up to what people are sort of saying at this stage. 8 Smooth Landing for third. I thought she ran well in a couple of stakes races last time in, had to go back from wide gates, and I think the firm track's going to suit her today. But I just would have liked to have seen a little bit more in her trials, and one absolute 1350 back to 1250, not ideal, but the debut effort behind Sepoy Achiever at Wyong was solid. So 4-7-8-1 for me, Paul.
Yeah, 4-7-1-9. So we've got the same exact there. I'm going with Gold Standard, basically the same reasons as you, Brad. I think you'll find the front today, and that could be a big plus. A slightly better value than the 7 Smart Edge, not much in it, but I do think the form line through Addictive Nature will hold up, and I wouldn't be putting the pen through Addictive Nature either. In fact, I think the winner there, Shogun Sun, could be one that's worth following. So I'll go with Gold Standard to lead throughout. Number 7 Smart Edge, the obvious danger. He does have the D'Argento form. Had been trialling super, and of course the truckload of money arrived for him when he was beaten at Newcastle on debut, so you've got to respect that. Number 1 Absolute, Barrier 1's always a plus here at Canterbury, the rail out 6. And I thought number 9 was probably the best rough if you wanted a value play. Wild About Her for Chris Waller and Tommy Berry. I like that last trial. To me, she looked plenty up the sleeve. 4-7-1-9 in the third.
On to the fourth, and it's a full field.
Yeah, it's the hashtag the races here, handicap, a benchmark 70 over 1900, where Tap That the Toppy is a $19 chance. More Than Fabulous at 5, Quick Defence at $6.50, Brogue is at $10. Then we go to Chatelard, the $2.50 favourite. Marmon is an $8 chance. Token of Love at $17. LeBrook at $13. The Old Boy, Trad Tree, at $34, and 0 to 10 is an $18 chance. Can't really tell you. Just looking at the flux here, what's happened this morning, More Than Fabulous has got out. Quick Defence has remained the same. Brogue's the same. Chatelard the same. The bottom one's been 34 to 18, 0 to 10. And he and Trad Tree, I suppose, along with Token to Love, Paul, will be right up there.
Yeah, that's right, Munns. That's pretty much the speed map. Brogue goes forward for Deanne Tanya. Token of Love, the horse you mentioned, she loves to lead. Rachel Hunter board there. And we've got Tradtree, who genuinely likes to lead. I don't think he'll get the chance to do that today, but he'll keep them honest. And then you've got 0 to 10, who won't be far away. So a genuine 1900 is, Brad, despite only a relatively small field.
Yeah, it looks a good tempo, as you said, for the small field. Look, I've got to stick with 5, Chatelard. I must admit, I'm not wrapped in this race at all, but went 14 to 1900 the other day at Canterbury and was really strong through the line. Probably looking for that a little bit further now, but the fact that this race is going to be run at a decent tempo suggests that it might be run more like a 2,000-2,100 metre race anyway. So 2 from 2, hard to knock. Going to obviously get back midfield, but we're rattling home at the finish. I put 2 in More Than Fabulous, the danger. He just doesn't win often, does he? He's only won the 3 from 39, but you look at his form and he beat All Bar, the dominant Vaucluse Bay at Rose Hill in a Saturday City race last time out. And, you know, he looked like he was going to win the race on the turn. He kind of went for home, and then Vaucluse Bay was obviously fast good late. But look, he's racing really well. He's got a carry 60.5 compared to the 51 last start, but obviously this is a weaker race. 6 Marmon, I was disappointed with him last start. I was really keen on him at Canterbury over the 1900 here, and I just thought he was a bit flat. He raced flat. He never travelled, and he was, you know, underriding before the turn and just battled away. Now, before that, I thought he was should have been close to favourite in that last race, and I know Joyce, you were sort of half keen on him as well. So if you can forgive that, he goes Nick Haywood to a senior jockey in Tim Clark. He has the positive there, and he has got a good record at this track. And three quick defence I put in for fourth. Does have that form around Special Missile and Imanui, who was sort of Saturday City class horses for mine. He just failed his only run at 1900 to query. But 5, 2, 6, and 3 for me, Paul.
Similar numbers, the same numbers, just different order. 5, 6, 2, and 3. I'm with the 5 as well. Chatelard on top. So I think that soft draw is a massive plus. Tommy Berry can just find a spot wherever he really wants to with a good smother and with the fast pace up front. To me, he just looks much too good for these. He's progressive, whereas most of these are pretty much at their level now. Number 6, Marmon. I will give him another chance for second at least. Barrier 1's a plus, as you said, a senior jock on board. I just think he went wide on the first turn there the other day and just seemed to lose his rhythm a bit and never quite seemed to be on the right leg. So we'll give him another chance because his previous form at Canterbury over the 1900 was very strong. The 2 More Than Fabulous. He definitely saves his best for the 1900 at Canterbury, but I just can't get away from the fact he's had 22 starts on good tracks and has yet to notch a win. And number 3, Quick Defence. Well, he's a bit one-paced. He's probably suited at the trip today, but he just lacks a gear change. I can't see them beating the 5. I'll go 5, 6, 2, and 3.
Well, now we go to the next event. It's a full field.
Yeah, it's the TAB handicap here, a benchmark 77 over 1,100. Excuse me. Hot hit here for Mark Mason. We've already heard about him. He drove down last night. And he's at Canterbury at the moment as a $6.50 chance. Ebonos at $5.50. Positive Problems at 12. L.A. Chevelle at 12. Nasak is an $8 chance. Eminent Duke at 11. Golden Shoes, don't have a pair of them, at $15. Malahat with the tongue tie off, the $2.40 favourite. And Achelere is a $13 chance. Well, from this morning, and this was a lead-in, Nasak went up $23 here, was a $9.50 chance last night, which it opened this morning. It's now an $8 chance, so you'd have to think there was money for it. And of the others, the favourites just out slightly this morning. Malahat was 2.40 into 2.30. It's back to 2.40. But as I said, I'm only guessing.
Yeah, well, his speed here right on. I've got pace, fast, pressure on. It's probably easy to tell you who won't be vying for the lead, and that will be Ebonos and also Golden Shoes. The rest of them, Brad, basically all potential leaders.
Yeah, I hope they just be smart here on Malahat first up and just sort of go back and let him find his feet midfield because, as you said, you know, Hot Hit, L.A. Chevelle, XLR, Eminent Duke, Positive Problems, they're all up there vying for the lead and they're going to go very hard here, especially with XLR drawn out wide. We know Yampanya likes to be very positive and he's going to probably try to cross, so it's going to create that natural speed as well. But, look, I've got to go with Malahat, just hoping they don't push the button from out there and do know there's that much speed inside it and just go back and get the last crack at them. I know he's a 3-year-old taking on the older horses, but look, you just got to go back last prep, don't you, and see the way he beat Kemantari. I mean, Kemantari's been, you know, set as the fancy for the Golden Rose. He beat him by 2.25 lengths. I know Kemantari was first up and probably a little bit underdone, but it was still a very impressive performance. And go back to prep before, he was only beaten a length and a half behind a Group 1 winner in Invader and the Blue Diamond runner-up in Pariah. So the form was pretty good. He obviously failed last run at Eagle Farm, but that was a wet track, and we know some horses don't handle Warwick Farm. He's trialled well. He's only had the one trial, but he's only off a short break, and I think he'll be too good for these. He's got too much upside. One Hot Hit, he's just racing in great form. He's second, and third. His last three starts. Just hope they'd maybe take a sit here today. That's probably his best chance with all that speed, and he's just racing too consistently to leave out. 2 Ebonos, I thought he was a little bit fat in the yard first up. He probably needed that run. It's going to be a strongly run 1,100, but he probably is looking for that little bit longer, but it might work out okay. He'll be coming late. The 7 Golden Shoes, I just thought, give him too much of a start the other day. Sort of lost 2 or 3 lengths at the start of the race and battled on okay. He might be one who can flash home with this big early tempo. So 8, 1, 2 and 7 for me, Paul. I just think Malahat will pack too many punches for these.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm 8, 2, 5 and 6. I can't get away from Malahat. Look, you covered it beautifully. His form as a 2-year-old was outstanding. And the only thing I can add is that trial leading into this prep, he ran second to Ipso Facto, but they just don't trial that well and they're not coming out and race well. So he is going to run well. Yes, he's a bit trickily drawn with the speed all around him and a bit outside inside, but I'll leave that to Tommy Berry. Sometimes when we think there's going to be this much pace in a race, A few of them end up trying to take a step and it gets a bit messy. So I think Tommy from that barrier can at least see what's happening around him and make his mind up as he goes. Number two, Ebonos, well, he will appreciate the furious pace expected up front and he'll be rattling home late. He's got some good form, including behind the likes of Tactical Advantage and Eusebio. Number five, Nasak. She can improve second up on the good track. She just knocked up late there, resuming behind Memes and Flipper. Sanjay Avazi ran third. That form's been frank. And as Munty said, there's been an avalanche of money for her at big odds. I do think she's a value player. And number six, Eminent Duke. He was very brave last up behind Mana, who's just come out and won in Saturday grade. So there's a little bit of form there amongst those at bigger odds. But I'm keen on the eight. I'm 8, 2, 5, and 6.
All right, race six, the Bowman's Office Furniture Handicap at a full field here, Munts.
Yeah, and good morning to Brian Rudder and all the boys at Bowman's Office Furniture. Their factory not too far from my place, actually. Cosmopol, is he back in Australia? The owner, Ray Thomas, he's been another bloke that's been away for 3 months. It's a $9.50 chance anyway. Jemadar with the blinkers off today is at $6. Static Lift at $5. Satirical Magic is a $19 chance for Davey Mills. Superstar Bob, a late scratching on Saturday out of the Tab Highway. I think Matty said he had a minor problem, so he's been able to bring it to the races today. Anyway, it's a $3.90 chance, and that price makes it favourite. Le Cavalier at $15. Missile Coda at $4. Romlo is at $41. Tip Top at $9.50 for Top Cat. And Final Trick is a $21 chance. Well, the favourites have flipped around since this morning. Missile Coda went up 380 favourite over Superstar Bob at 420. So Superstar Bob into 390, Missile Coda out to 4. And the other one that's been a little bit of a trim up this morning, the bottom one's 31 to 21. The others are basically all Static Lift, sorry. 750 first price this morning, and now a $5 chance.
It's a bit the opposite of the last race, you guys. Not a lot of pace on paper, but I wouldn't be surprised if a few do go forward. Cosmopol, probably the obvious one that crosses and goes forward. Static Lift won't be far away. Superstar Bob could be handy. Missile Coda, I wouldn't be surprised if they roll forward on her today and take a chance from that draw. And Final Trick, the other one that won't be far off. But, Brad, on paper at least, it doesn't look too much pace on pressure here.
Yeah, a bit of a tricky race to map, isn't it, with Missile Coda? Not sure what they'll do there. But as you said, I'm just hoping they maybe go forward up in trip here today. And I like the way she tacked the line second up at Canterbury. She just got a bit too far back, but her best work was late. I think the extra 150 metres is going to be ideal. And with that little bit of luck from the gate, I think she's going to go close. Talking to Peter Snowden yesterday, he thinks she's a black top mare. So that gives you a little bit of confidence as well. 6 foot Cavalier, I thought, could run a really good race here fresh. I like the recent trial, and fresh record is 7 starts for 2 wins and 3 seconds. Now, I know they're probably in weaker grade, but I think he can just sit back, smoke the pipe here from barrier one, and I wouldn't be surprised to see him run a big race here at $15. 9 for third, Tip Top. I was a little bit disappointed in him at Beaumont 3 back, but his run last start at Canterbury was really good. He sort of went back. Maybe that's the way to ride him, a little bit colder, and he hit the line extremely well, clocking 11.60, the quickest last 200 metres of the entire race to run 6. So the extra trip looks like it's going to suit him as well. And 5, Superstar Bog. No real knock on him. He was only a length and a half off Argent Door. First up, I know you've scratched from a race on the weekend. I'm not exactly entirely sure of the story there. Paul might know more. But look, he's definitely got talent in those highway races last time in, and the firmer track's probably going to suit him as well. So 7, 6, 9, and 5, Missile Coda for me, Paul.
Yeah, I'm 7, 5, 2, and 4, so we're following each other again. Number 7, Missile Coda for me. Look, you covered it perfectly, really. She just got a bit too far back from that tricky gate the other day. I think if she rolls forward here, we'll see the best of her. And if we see the best of her, I think she'll be winning. Number 5, Superstar Bob. I do think he's a danger. He arguably should have won 4 from 4 leading into that first up run behind Argent Door. And he was slow away there, got caught a bit deep. I thought he was solid late. So he's a horse with plenty of potential. I'm not sure what happened the other day with his late scratching, but if Matty Dale's bringing him to the races, you can guarantee he's 100% spot on. The 2, Jemadar, he interests me. First up for a new stable, formerly Godolphin, now with David Piper. He's been trialling really well, this horse, and the blinkers come off today. Big watch on the 2. And number 4, Satirical Magic. If you want an absolute blowout, this horse needs a good track. You get that today. He has run some very good races here over this distance. 7, 5, 2, and 4 for me in the 6.
Right, over we go to race 7. Put a line through 3, Kashan. 6, Attaboy Ross. And 8, Bon Equus.
Yeah, and it's the Sweps handicap here. This is a benchmark 73 over 1550. And we've got Exoteric here, the toppy, a roughie at $51. Fortensky at $3.50. That price makes it favourite. Kashan came out this morning, 3 cents a win and 1 cent the place. Dua, Rod Gallegos' tip, $18. Street Pursuit with the blinkers off is a $5 chance. Attaboy Ross came out yesterday, 6 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Balius is at $6.50. Bon Equus out this morning, 8 cents a win and 3 cents a place. Excited Prince at 10. Romney's Choice at $8.50. Van El, now get ready. Tongue Tie on. Winkers on. Offside Bubble Cheeker on. But the earmuffs taken off, a $4 chance. And Primavera with the winkers off, an $11 chance. Now, we've got a new favourite from what we had. Fortensky remains favourite, I should say. Was 3 earlier, but a drifter to 3.50. Just looking at the changes since the first prices went up. Dua, there's always money for Rod Gallegos' tip. 21 into 18. Street Pursuit, no. Balius, 10 into 6.50 is the biggest change this morning. Excited Prince, 13 to 10. Romney's Choice, 9 to 8.50. And the bottom two just out, 380 to 4 and 10 out to 11, Primavera.
Yeah, speed in the last, Balius, I think, should lead them. The blinkers coming off Street Pursuit would suggest that maybe they're happy to take the trail today there. Number 11, Vanel, won't be far off. Primavera could be up there if she jumps. Fortensky won't be far away. So just a nice even 15.50 to round us out, Brad.
Yeah, tricky race to finish the day. I sort of went by with Fortensky sort of by default. Last two runs have been good, just missed behind Invicta, and then went 16 back to 1400 the other day, had every chance, but beat all bar Tenorino, who pretty stiff to start before. So I think that the step back up to 1550 is ideal. Just needs that little bit of a luck from the gate, with the maths a bit tricky for him, but if he gets it, I'm happy to side with him. I thought 11 Vanel was the danger, was beaten sort of 3¾ lengths behind Fortensky the other day, so that's the query for mine. But those gear changes and SP did start $3.20 favourites that day, so definite improver here. 10 Romney's Choice was okay over the Kembla 1300 last time out. Was only beaten 2 lengths. Has won over this trip before. Maybe 1 run short. Maybe prefers another run here. But I thought it was a pretty skinny race and can settle sort of a bit closer from barrier 3 and a positive jockey change from Brock Ryan to Tim Clark. And 5 for 4th, Street Pursuit, those blinkers off, maybe just help him out to settle a bit more. He was a little bit disappointing at Warwick Farm the other day, but a good winner was prior to that. So 2, 11, 10 and 5. Paul, I don't know if we've got the same top tip for every race so far, but it'll be interesting to see if we're in the same in the last.
Yeah, no, we're on track. We're on track to have the exact same tips on top today, but I've gone a little bit wide in the last. I went 7, 5, 11 and 2. I just thought Balius, if he gets any sort of cheap sectionals out in front from that soft draw, he gets the claim for Andrew Atkins. He was a winner over this track distance, 3 runs back, holding off Mutarakam. There's been a bit of form out of that race. And he just didn't get the 1800 at Hawkesbury last start, and they've obviously brought him back in trip. I just thought he was a value runner, although he tends into 650, so he's gone off a little bit this morning already. Number 5, Street Pursuit. I was on him last start and thought I was a big chance on the turn, but he gave up quickly there behind Tenorino. Now the blinker's coming off today. I'd be interested to see if that helps him out. Number 11 for 3rd, we've got Vanel, who Brad covered there before. Last start disappointing, but was favourite. And the 2 Fortensky, obviously a big player here, just needs a touch of luck early. An open race to close, I've gone 7, 5, 11 and 2.
All right, now Munch, what's been best backed?
Sean, this is an absolute guess because I rely 100% on what the system is telling me, mm-hmm. not what the fluctuations are telling me. And if people wonder why that is, that's the way I've done it since day dot. It's the only way I do it. But I know leading into this morning, Smart Edge was the best supported runner, and I see it's $2.30 to $2. So I'd say that. But Sean, when this thing comes up, I'll have a lot better idea what's happening at Canterbury.
All right, good on you, Munch. Brad,
can only tell the truth, Sean. I'm terribly sorry.
No. Brad Davidson, what's your best?
I think get offering for a good day. Race 2-5 Regiment and race 5-8 Malahat. I think they'll be both hard to beat, Cozzy.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Brad. Have a great day.
Thanks, mate.
And Paul, I'll just get your tips to 5th. I'll just double check what I'm written down right here on race 5.
Race 5, Sean, is 8, 2, 5 and 6.
Beauty. Now, what's your best today?
And my best, we'll make it race four, number five, Chatelard. After talking to everyone this morning and seeing how the race will be run, I do think it's the best play, and it's a little bit of better price than a couple of the other ones I had. So race four, number five, Chatelard, I'll make it the best, Sean.
Good on you, Paul. Have a top day.
Will do. Thanks a lot.